it is a matter of concern for the whole of Victorian community, in fact, for the whole of the Australian community, about where Ned Kelly's remains should be interred, and the right, I believe, of Ned Kelly's descendants to be able to claim his body. Only last year, after it was obvious that no memorial was to be established at the former Pentridge site, I suggested to the three daughters of Ronald Ryan that they claim his body. They were successful in doing that, and last year, Ronald Ryan, the last man executed in Australia, was placed next to his wife in a gravesite in Portland. I believe that the descendants of Ned Kelly should have the same right to claim his body and give him a proper and decent burial. Well, today I call for the remains of Ned Kelly to be returned to his family so that he can be given a decent and proper burial. His remains were moved from the old Melbourne jail in 1929 when they were disturbed. But at the present time, the remains of his, Ned Kelly, and 35 others have been taken by forensic services for examination. It is possible that those remains could be identified because of direct female descendants of Ned Kelly who are ready to give DNA samples. Well, I think it's the family, of course, it's their call on what should happen to his remains, but it is of concern to me that Ned Kelly's remains have been removed from the former Pentridge site at a time of a commercial redevelopment of that site. I believe that there should be a memorial at the former Pentridge site for all those who are executed and buried there, including those who are executed at the old Melbourne jail, whose remains were sent there in 1929. Well, in the context of the state government taking over management planning responsibilities for the former Pentridge site, it's significant that the remains of those who were buried there have just been removed from that site. Now, I think the Victorian government needs to be asked whose responsibility it is to ensure that those human remains are respected and that the burial site at the former Pentridge site is recognised. 12 years ago, the Victorian government, through the then Minister, Bill McGrath, acknowledged that a memorial would be placed at that site, but so far the private developers have made no moves to implement that commitment. Look, I think there's mixed views about Ned Kelly because he was a convicted murderer. But regardless of the background of those men and women who were executed because of their crimes, I think the Victorian community would believe that we should respect the burial ground and that the families, the descendants of those people who are executed, if they can identify those remains, should be able to claim to receive those remains, as occurred with Ronald Ryan last year. Well, the question really that needs to be addressed is who is taking responsibility for the protection of the human remains of those who are executed, and what is the role of the Victorian government in terms of ensuring that a memorial is established at the site of the former Pentridge prison. Finally, I think it's certainly the entitlement of any of the families of those who are executed, but especially those of Ned Kelly, to be able to provide evidence that could identify his body so that Ned Kelly finally could be given a proper and decent burial. Ned needs a final resting place.